good, Brother. I'm glad. I'm glad he's still getting hold of folk. If we'd all be honest, we probably weren't planning on giving our heart to the Lord either. Something got a hold of us. The Holy Ghost. Conviction. That's what that talking about when Jesus said, no man come to the Father except by me. But he said, no man's going to come to me, him, except to what draw him? Spirit draw him. So thank God. Got the work of the Father, the Son, and of the Spirit in their midst. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you glad to be saved? You saved? Wonderful, isn't it? It's a wonderful salvation. Got your Bibles this morning. Don't let this thing on my hip scare you. It's just a heart monitor. You see my heart beating if you don't look at it right there. I thought myself, well, I can look and see if it's still working, can I? But anyway, it's just a precaution. I got a good report and went back to the doctor. But because my blood pressure went up one time a little bit and my heart rate got up, he said, we're going to put that on you for precaution. He said, it's fine now. He said, it could have been that away fib trying to come back on you or something made it do that, but said it's not in it now, thank God. So anyway, I want to thank the Lord for his mercy, for his grace. He's still God, isn't he? He's still on the throne. Matthew chapter number 9. I'm going to read about three or four verses here. Matthew 9:27. Begin reading. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thy son of David, have mercy on us. And he was coming to the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus said unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, having saying, According to your faith, be it unto you. Their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man know it. But notice what he said in verse number 28. Jesus asked him a question. Believe ye that I'm able to do not just anything, but this. Whatever the need is. And that's what I want to try to preach on this morning in a few moments. Simple as I know how. Do you believe or do we believe he's able to do this? Whatever the need is, he's able. Would you pray with us? Our Father and our God, we know that you're still on the throne, got all power, both in heaven and in earth. We ask you now to move in our midst. We ask you to hide us behind the cross of Calvary. Yes. Jesus and him only will be glorified here this morning. The saints should be edified and God would all be strengthened. We pray that you'd grant us faith and more faith. And our faith would grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. I pray you'd help us to believe. Oh God, I know that it's not in you. It's not that you don't have the power. But Lord, I know that our faith many times is weak. And our Father, but I'm asking you today to increase it. Oh God, we pray as we believe in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Oh, believe ye that I'm able to do this. I got to look into all through the scripture and a few is in several places it talks about God being able. Do you know that? I was thinking about over in the book of Daniel. Also, in the next chapter, right around this same chapter in the book of Matthew, you'll find Jesus said, if you're not him that's able just to destroy a soul, don't just fear him that can destroy the body, but fear him that can destroy both soul and body in hell. Then you know what? Then y'all read another, he's able to do that. And you know what? I was reading in the book of Daniel. And you know what Daniel? You know what Daniel said? Our God is able. You know, they tried to get Daniel. They tried to get him. Said, "Hey, I'll tell you what, Daniel. All you got to do in the book of Daniel is, but Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego. You know, Daniel, he went to the lion den. He wasn't going to quit praying. He had done got a hold of God. You know, I was saying about that the other day. I thought, well, you know, you couldn't even threaten him the lion den, keep him from praying, and it don't take much to stop our prayer life. I said, Lord, we need help. Just a little old hindrance to stop it. A little old unbelief. A little old something come along the way. Rub us wrong. Or something else to stop our prayer life. But I'm telling you, the lion den didn't stop Daniel's prayer life. And listen, that old fiery furnace that was heated seven times hotter. Listen, Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego would not even, listen, he said, if you'll just bow, you know what the king told him? He said, I'll tell you what, we're fixing to play all kinds of music. I thought to myself, well, a lot of that going on today. But he said, I'm going to play some music. And said, when you hear this music and all these instruments, if you'll just bow down, he said, boy, we'll let y'all go. You know what he said to him, king? He said, God that we serve. You know what? He's already said to him, now who is this God that's going to deliver you out of my hands? That's what the king said to him. Oh, the king liked him. You said he did, yeah. He done promoted them. They was up in the, and had a position, a position. And he liked them. But you know what? He'd made a decree and somebody said, hey, they're not bound down. They weren't going to bow down to those idols. They weren't going to bow down to them. You'd have thought if you read that chapter 2, that's in chapter 3. You'd have thought if you read in chapter number 2, he'd already saw what God did with Daniel. He'd already seen the mighty hand of God. He'd already saw God locked up those lions' mouths. But I'm telling you, he still was worshiping other God. And he said, I'm telling you what, if you'll just bow down. When all that music starts playing, and all these things, he said, if you just bow down to this idol. You know what he said? They said to him, O king, said our God is able to deliver us from the furnace. In other words, he was saying in a way, if he wants to, if it's his will, he's able. But I like what else he said. But he will deliver us out of your hands. Said if he wants to, he'll deliver us out of the fiery furnace. And God chose to take him through it. And God's able. You know what? God's able to keep you for the fiery testers of trials. He's able, listen, if you had to go through it, they went through the fire. And you know what the king got when he got to looking at him? He said, hey, what in the world's going on? Didn't we just put 3 men in there? I'm telling you, he had them to heat the fire 7 times hotter. Listen, then it was normally heated. And you know what happened to those soldiers? Those that threw them in there, that fire was so hot, it killed them. Consumed them. Just when you opened it up to throw them in there. And guess what? God is able. He's able. You know what he did? The Bible said they weren't even singed. Not even a hair on the head singed. Didn't even have the smoke smell of fire on them. You believe God is able? God's able to deliver us, King. And he will deliver us out of thy hand. And guess who identified? Glory to God. Guess who identified the fourth man that was walking with him? Did Shadrach, Meshach, and holler back and say, hey, look who's in there with us? No. The king said it. The king said, didn't we just throw 3 men in there? Didn't we just throw 3 in there? They said, yeah, old king. He said, well, I see 4 in there. Did we throw them in there bound up? Yes, we threw them in there bound up. Well, they walking around in there.
and said, they're loose. They're not bound. They're loose. And I see four men. And said, the fourth one looks like the Son of God. Hallelujah. He came, listen, all the way, thank God, from the splendors of heaven and walked in that fire with him. He's still in the business of walking through the fire with you. The Son of God said he looks like him. I've always wondered, how do you know who he looked like? Next thing that sees him, if God wants him to know who he is, he'll see him. He'll see who he is. Woo! Is he able? He's able! Do you believe God's able? I'll never forget. We might sing it after a while. We sung and I can remember going to tent meeting. They'd sing an old song. And you know what it was? Only believe. All things are possible to him that believeth. I'm telling them, old saints of God, they believe what they were singing. They believed it. And you saw miracles and wonders and been performed. Some of us said, don't need no miracles. I'm one. You one if you've been saved. The miracle, you're still alive. You say, well, I ain't been as close to it. You might have been as close to death as I have, but still a miracle. A miracle. Hallelujah. You believe God's able? You believe he's able? You believe I can do this, he said. O King, God, we'll deliver us out of your hand. Well, did he? He sure did. Oh, get them boys out there. Hey, come out there. You know what? What did the king do then? But not nobody said about this God no more. That's what he said, didn't he? God made a believer out of him. I don't know where he went out of that. But I'll tell you one thing. He knew that they were serving the true and living God. Hallelujah. He's able. You believe I'm able to do this? He said to the blind men. You believe I'm able to do it? This? Oh, what do you want? We blind. You know, I had a lot of blindness back then. Lots of it. But Jesus could take care of it. And he did. Yes, he did. Once I was blind, but now I see. He said, well, you believe I can do it? You know what he said? According to your faith, be it unto you. Oh, Lord, grant me faith to believe. You can go all the ways you want to. You ain't going to be saved if you don't believe. Someone said, well, God didn't do nothing for us, for our bodies. You better hope he did. They'll still be laying in the graveyard out there when the resurrection comes. They waiting for that redemption. Someone said God don't care about these bodies. Yes, he does. They temples of the Holy Ghost, tells us not to defile them. That's what he said. Don't defile the bodies. He is interested in us. You know what? He bore my sickness. He carried my sorrows. He also bore my sins. Hallelujah. And by his stripes, we are healed. Glory to God. He is interested in your body. He is interested in your soul and your spirit. He sure is. That's why I go by these graves. I say, well, I wouldn't care if I was sitting right out there when the resurrection morning comes. Amen. Because he's not going to hold them graves down. I just thought when I first started hearing that, what's going to happen? Where's them slabs going? What's that dirt on top of that coffin? Where's that going? How's that going to come off the top of the vault? He don't know how to do all that. He can bring them right through if he wants to. You know when he got out the grave? He could go through closed doors. He walked in there with him all in that upper room, and what the Bible said, what was happening to the doors? Doors were closed. They didn't have to roll that stone away from that tomb. They just rolled that away where Peter and him could get in there. What all I want to go see if it was empty. Someone said, I'd have to go see if it's empty. That's empty. Ain't nobody going to look at it. It's empty. Glory to God. He's not there. He got up. That's the reason he's out here going to get up. That's the reason if you and I go before he comes, these old bodies will get up. You believe I'm able to do it? I believe he is. Hallelujah. I can't even remember all them places. I got a box marked somewhere all through the Bible. But all them places I was looking at, that he's able. I know it said in the book of Hebrews he's able to succor them that are tempted. Now I looked up that word, you know what it really means? It means help. Badly needed help. Sound like me. But he's able. It may be. I might have turned it off. Yeah, it's still beating just as steady and like it was. Amen. Hey. That lady told me one time, she said, I'd like to come hear you preach. And first, this is way forever. You got sick faith, you might have a heart attack. You know what I told her? I said, well, I don't know a better place to leave this place. He's still on the throne. Hallelujah. He is able. He's able to secure. He's able to give needed help to those that are tempted and tested. So you're going through trials. What it said in the book of Jude, Jude 24, he's able to keep them from falling. Hallelujah. He's able to keep you from falling. He's able to help you in trials and temptations and troubles. He's able to keep you from falling. He said he was. I believe it. They ain't always able to. Now this is amazing and a miracle. When I think about myself in here, he's able to present me faultless for the presence of the Father and all those holy angels. You said, how's that going to happen? Because he's going to present me in him. That's the only way it could be. Because I got some faults. And so do you. But you know what? He's going to prevent me with all my sins washed away as I never sinned, thank God. He's able, glory to God, to cast them in the depths of the sea. He's able to forgive us all our transgressions. What a Savior that our Lord is. My Lord is. He's God. And there ain't none like him. He's one of and only of a kind. Hallelujah. So he's able to keep us from falling. He's able to present us unto the Father faultless. Yes, he is. That's my Lord. Romans chapter number 4, I believe it is. You know what he says he's able to do? He's able to perform that. I believe it, God, what verse it is, but it's in chapter 4, but 3 or 4, I think. Able to perform that he's promised. So you can hang on to his promises because he's able to perform them. He's able to bring it to pass. He got the power to do it. He got the authority to do it. He's God. He's able to bring it to pass. Glory to God. Well, I like his verse in Philippians. I believe it's chapter number 3. Is it about verse number 20? You know what he says? He's able to subdue all things unto himself. You know what else it talks about in Romans, Philippians 3, 20 and 21. You know what else it talks about? He's able to change his old vile bodies and to fashion them unto his glorious body. He's able to do that. Did you know? One of these days we'll have a body free from disease, sickness, pain. But tomorrow won't be no more of that that you went through with. That'll be over. Going to have a body. Thank God. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible said, if this earthly house, this tabernacle be dissolved, we have a building of God not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. We've got a new one. Hallelujah. And you know what we're going to do? If we leave his body like some of them have, nobody go back to the grave. Listen, they got, listen, in their spirit realm now. There with the Lord. As much alive as they've ever been. More alive. Hallelujah. But still one day, God's going to resurrect that old body. Change it into like his glorious body. And there they're going to unite back with that body. Hallelujah. What a glorious day. He's able to do it. God's able to do all things in himself. He's able to change these vile bodies and fashion them like into his glorious body. He's able, listen, one day we're going to have a new heaven and a new earth to live in, thank God. He's going to wash away. I didn't hear Brother Billy this morning. I wish I had. Good one. You know what? We live in an awful hour in this country. $18 trillion in debt. Getting further, killing millions of babies. Terrible. I'm telling you, God's watching it too. He's merciful and merciful, but judgments are coming. You watch out. Some of us may not live to see it, but some of you will. As sure as I'm preaching to you this morning. Someone was telling me the other day at work. Somewhere I came now, where this working? Forgot who told me. Said had all kind of trouble. Computers kept doing this and that and other and shutting down and everything. I said, well, I'm going to tell you something. I might not be here to see it, but just knock her down and mark her down coming today. God's going to say that's enough. This world's going to be in chaos. Quickly. I mean as quick as you can flip your finger. That's why I said in Revelation, this is another message, but that's why I said in Revelation, the great hour, listen, the riches have come to naught. The whole financial system is going to collapse. You have never seen anything like it. It'll make the depressions of the 30s look like a picnic, what's coming ahead of us. I'm telling you, it's coming. As sure as everything, our only hope, come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord. Come, Lord, quickly. That's right, quickly. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. God could shut America down and the other countries are going this way too. And it's just a batting of an eye. Who'd ever thought? This is getting back to this. Who'd ever thought? They told me when I left my 6-month appointment today, they said, they reading you right now in there. Who'd ever thought? You have to put a thing here and stick some tags on you and carry this around on you. Who'd ever thought that I could sit and look at my heart beating? And on top of that, they can see it up there. Will they? That's the technology of the day. And you don't think they can keep up with you? They can keep up with me too. They're going to know right where we are. But you know what? I'm glad God does. And he's able. He's very able. What are you going to do? What are we going to do? We're going to lean on him more than ever. It's going to make us cry out to him. I'm going to tell you. You just mark it down if time lasts. Jesus tarries. Listen, we don't have no problem filling that church up. Maybe filling both of them. It's coming. People are going to be hunting God. Too much pleasure now. Ain't got time for it. Don't have time for it. I'm not being critical. I guarantee you, you go down to all those college basketball games that went on yesterday, and you're going to have 30, 40, 50, 60, 70,000 people in there about every one of them. Is that right? Not wrong with going to a ball game. Where are they this morning? We live in a pleasure world. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of what? God. It's sad. But folks, He's still able. He's able to sustain you. He's able to strengthen you. He's able to uphold you. He's able. He got the authority and the power to help you wherever you need it. You know what He can do? He can comfort you. He can be right there with you, although you may be alone. Some of you are living right by yourself, just like I am now, at night. But you know what? He's right there with you. He said He would never leave you or forsake you. He's there. He's God. Hallelujah. Is He able? He sure is. You believe I'm able to do this? What He said to those blind men. Hallelujah. He's well able. Thank you, Lord. He's able. You love Him? We love Him because He first loved us. Hallelujah. Well, I don't want to get you discouraged, but you can look up. Amen. He sent us to look up our redemption draweth nigh. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So He said to those blind men, you believe I'm able to do this? This. They didn't say, Lord, I know you can raise the dead. They'd heard about it probably. They didn't say, Lord, I know you. What you done to somebody else? But He said, do you believe that I can do this for you? What He was saying. A lot of times we'll take a big, wide general and say, we'll say, Lord, we know that you can. We do know that you can do all of these things. We read about them. We believe that you can do them. But when it comes down to person, He's saying, do you believe the Lord can do this? Is He able to do this for you? It's getting personal, isn't it? Can He do it for me? Yea, Lord. Yes, you can. I'm going to trust you to do it. I'm going to believe you to do it. I believe that you can. You sure can. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can do it. You well able. Nothing too hard for you. Nothing impossible with you. Hallelujah. You very able to do it. Yes, you are. Amen. Glory to God. We have a great high priest. Listen. He's not one that can't be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. But He's one that was in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin. Hallelujah. Hey, I don't care what you're going through with. As a man, his brother was preaching at the prison. As a man, he was tested, tempted and tried. Even by the devil and the wilderness, he was tested. And I want to tell you something. He did it, overcame as a man. Listen, although he was God also, he did it for you and for me. If I see something that looks too hard, I say, God, you done been there. Lord, you've been there. You done walked through that. You walked through that valley. And I believe he's able. And I want to close by saying this. I could go on this a lot more. But you know what? I was sitting there reading last night. And the Lord really just speaking to my heart, Brother Billy. I saw that in the book of Daniel, where he preserved them through the fire. And he's able to do that. Then I saw in the book of Matthew where he said, don't fear him that can deal just the body only, but can destroy both soul and body in hell. He's very able. Either you believe on him, or if you don't believe on him and trust him as your Lord and Savior, and you've asked him in your heart, otherwise you hadn't been born again, and you have your sins washed in the blood, then I'm going to tell you what he's able to do. He is able, and he will. You know where you're going to wind up? In the lake of fire. You say, well, preacher, that's scary. Well, if I could scare you to come into Christ, I'd scare you. But I won't scare you by not telling you the truth. If I scare you telling the truth, you need to get scared. Because I'm going to be honest. The night, Brother Scott Trent, August night, on a Saturday night of August, 1965, when he was preaching on hell, I got scared. I did. You know where I wound up? In the altar. You know what God did? Saved me. So I'm not going to tell you. I won't tell you God's able. He's able to do it, and he will do it. He'll take you through the fire now if you need to go through it, and he's able to preserve you like he did Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego. He'll take you through your troubles and temptations and trials, and through the walks of this life, he'll carry you through. He's able to do it. Or if you don't come to him when it's all over, listen, he's still able. That's what he said. He's able. Take that soul, body, all every bit of it, and put it in the fire. And it won't be no coming out. Sad. So I'm pleading with you. I'm pleading with you this morning. If you're here and don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, whatever age you might be, you can't listen. You're not here. If he's pricking your heart and speaking to your heart, you're not too young. If he's pricking your heart, speaking to your heart, you're not too old. Whatever age you might be, come to him. He'll save you. He sure will. Listen, there are many other verses talks about his ableness. He's very able. And I'm asking this question one more time. Do you believe he's able to save you? He is. He can save. What's that verse says? There's one verse, I don't know if I quoted it or not, but one verse, I believe it's in Hebrews, is able to save them unto the uttermost. All of them come to God to him through the Lord Jesus Christ. He's able to save the uttermost. Oh, I'm glad he's able. Because I'm pretty far out there. Amen. Some of you were too. Huh? Pretty far down that old pit. Oh, you said, I ain't never done this and that and another. Well, if you want, you just full of self-righteousness in, too. It don't matter. It don't take the more power of him to save a wickedest, vilest sinner you ever thought of in your mind. And a bit more than it does to save a self-righteous one thinks he can save himself. It's all the same power of God. It takes conviction, takes conversion. Either way. Amen. So he's able. Save you from to the uttermost. No matter where you are, how far you've drifted, he's able to save you. You believe he's able? Yeah, Lord. And I like what he said to him. According to your faith, be it unto you. Just believe. You know what I want us to do? I want us to stand and sing that old song. I don't know if somebody knows part of it. We'll sing what we know of it. That used to sing on them organs. in them tent meetings. Emily, you know that song, Only Believe? Well, I sang what you know of it. We're going to stand up and sing it with us. Stand up with us. Where's Brother Ricky? Come on, Brother Ricky. Let's sing.